This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Tonight, 11 minutes of terror.
I just kind of kept hearing this popping sound.
5 years after the Las Vegas shooting killed 58 people, harrowing new details as Jason Aldean and others who escaped shared their stories for the first time.
It looks like a bomb went off.
Then, Brad Pitt dating again? The real story about romance rumors with supermodel Emily Ratajkowski.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Plus, what Hayden Panettiere is revealing about losing custody of her daughter.
It wasn't fully my decision.
And beautiful mistake. Adam Levine's big announcement in the aftermath of his cheating scandal. Plus, an emotional night at Dancing with the Stars as Selma Blair defies the odds, bringing Sarah Michelle Gellar to tears.
Sarah's been with me, honestly, from the start. Let that sink in still for all of us.
E.T. starts now.
October 1st, 2017 was supposed to be a night to celebrate country music, but instead, it's a date marked by tragedy. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Nichelle Turner is off. Saturday will mark the five-year anniversary of the massacre at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival. It's the subject of a riveting four-part documentary titled 11 Minutes, the time the shooting lasted. And for country star Jason Aldean, it also meant revisiting his untold trauma of the largest mass shooting in U.S. history.
It's tough whenever it gets brought up. It's still tough, you know.
Our plan is to escort you straight down underneath the stage and out the back.
Something like that happens, and it sort of makes you look at a lot of things different, you know, and realize how short life is.
For the first time, we see what Jason went through in real time as he and wife Brittany, then 8 months pregnant, fled to his tour bus.
So we're running, and we got about halfway up the side of the bus. He started shooting again, and my wife just kind of froze up and dropped, and I just grabbed her under the arms and carried her up to the door. The front of my bus took 2, 3, 4 rounds, and then in the side, maybe 4 to 6 rounds. I put my wife in the shower, basically in the very back of the bus. Then I just kind of like belly crawled up the hallway into the front.
Automatic fire, automatic fire.
The four-part docuseries pieces together cell phone, security, and police body cam footage in a hauntingly immersive and largely untold narrative.
They said my kid's on the same floor as the shooter.
That's DJ Silver. E.T. spoke with the musician in the days after the shooting when he revealed how his then 13-month-old son, Wake, was rescued from his Mandalay Bay hotel room.
They deactivated the keys so we couldn't get in to get the baby. So SWAT walked in and kicked in the door, grabbed the baby and ran out. The Vegas SWAT saved my kid's life.
Reliving this tragedy in the documentary, which premiered today on Paramount Plus, is healing because you see and hear of acts of heroism, strangers helping one another.
I've been shot. I'm bleeding. I can't say what made me decide to go back in, but it's the right thing to do.
Instead of trying to forget it, let's make sure that it's something good comes from this.
Jason Aldean continues to support the survivors of Route 91, and last year he actually funded a wellness program for them. All right, let's move on to Hayden Panettiere. After opening up about her years-long addiction and postpartum depression battle earlier this year, Hayden is now bringing her custody saga to the red table.
I was trying to tell myself, if I'm not good, then I cannot be the best mom to you. She was almost three, and it wasn't fully my decision. I didn't even know what was happening until she was already over.
On tomorrow's Red Table Talk episode, Hayden claims she was blindsided when ex Vladimir Klitschko moved their daughter Kaya to his native Ukraine, but she never expected to be shut out of her life once relinquishing custody.
I was going to go work on myself.
Right.
And when I got better, she could come to me and I could have my time with her. But that didn't happen.
Hayden is now rebuilding her life and career. She's nearly 1 year sober and will reprise her role of Kirby in Scream 6. As for the biggest misconception of her custody saga,
the idea that I'm a person who would just easily throw out my child.
Now to another star, well-versed in custody battles, Brad Pitt. Rumors have swirled the 58-year-old is dating 31-year-old model Emily Ratajkowski. A source tells ET they, quote, have spent time together, but it's very casual.
What is it in you that's saying, let me have a little fun?
That's it, man. Let's have some fun.
The mom of 18-month-old son Sylvester filed for divorce from ex-Sebastian Bear McLeod earlier this month. Our source adds, quote, Brad is still going through his situation with Angelina, so neither are looking for anything serious right now. And it's been just 1 week since Adam Levine admitted he crossed the line by exchanging flirtatious texts with an Instagram model. Today, Maroon 5 announced a new Vegas residency, kicking off March 24th at Park MGM. Beautiful mistakes. Adam didn't share the information to his own Instagram account, but did change his profile pic to the residency logo.
I'm not in the right profession if I can't handle a little bit of controversy. The way that we speak is through the music.
You know who had the ultimate residency in Vegas?
Who's that?
Elvis Presley.
Uh-huh.
So can we talk about Dancing with the Stars in Elvis Night? You loved it, didn't you?
I loved it. And there were many Elvises who found themselves in the building. But the jailhouse breakout, Selma Blair, who reached a ballroom goal.
It's something ever since I had a stem cell transplant that I was like, okay, I better be able to do a cartwheel again. Because I used to love to tumble when I was really little. It's just a joyous thing.
Sarah Michelle Gellar and her daughter, who's a huge fan, obviously, are here. They're in the audience. Sarah was crying. Amanda Kloots is in the audience.
Yeah, the blonde beauties over in the corner, rooting me on, rooting us on, rooting all of us on. It feels good.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's son, Joseph Baena, faced his own challenge, a last-minute switch-up. His partner, Danny Karagach, tested positive for COVID, so troop member Alexis War stepped in.
Yes. How much time did you have? What was that experience like?
Oh, not a lot of time at all.
She had 1 hour.
It was a shot out of the cannon moment.
We really became a team today, and it was great.
Last night, New Jersey housewife Teresa Giudice bid the dance floor farewell, but there's one positive to her elimination.
It was so much fun. Something that I've always wanted to do, and I got to do it.
Now my husband gets to have me back because, you know, I came home from my honeymoon, and then here I get Pasha and take my money.
Teresa, we love you. You did an amazing job, but let's let this lady celebrate her beautiful new husband, right?
Yeah, and at least she got the table flip in.
Gotta have the table flip.
All right, can we move on to the royal family, who officially ended their mourning period for Queen Elizabeth II? So what is King Charles III's first order of business? Taking on a very different crown.
The Princess of Wales upstaged her husband.
Speaking about her broken marriage, her life, and her future.
This is becoming all-out war.
Exploitative and mangling people's reputations. That's what royal sources are reportedly calling season 5 of The Crown, which centers on Charles's failed marriage with Diana. Shooting continues in the UK with Elizabeth Debicki as Di. Prince Harry's friend Dominic West is now the king, with the series set to drop November 9th. A headline claims the palace wants Netflix to add a warning before the show, calling it a drama, not a documentary.
But it's back to business for the firm. The new Prince and Princess of Wales, William and Kate, made their first official visit to their namesake country today. A source tells ET, Wales is a special place for the couple. It's where they lived as newlyweds, and it's where William had his first engagement with his parents at the age of 8. The flag at Buckingham Palace is back at full mast. The Queen's gravestone is on display. Charles's first official portrait as King has been released, and new banknotes featuring his portrait will be in circulation by the end of the year.
People should expect the real me in this, and probably the me that they've never gotten to know.
Also getting back to work, Meghan Markle. Her Archetypes podcast returns next week after delaying new episodes for the official mourning period. Despite that show of respect, we're told this move by Meghan caught the Queen off guard. Elizabeth was, quote, surprised that Meghan picked a pure white wedding dress given that Meghan was a divorcee. And there are new details about the Queen's last days. A source tells ET her beloved corgis were with her in her final hours in her room to comfort the Queen.
You know, by the way, searches for corgi puppies are 10 times higher now that the Queen has passed away, with some breeders getting as much as $6,000 for one of those dogs. All right, let's move on to a true crime story getting the Lifetime movie treatment. Rachel Smith joins us from Madame Tussauds, New York, in Times Square. And you know, Gabby Petito's disappearance captured everyone's attention.
Yeah, Kev, it sure did. And it is so hard to believe that last week was the one-year anniversary of when Gabby's body was found. Lifetime now recreating her doomed love story, and E.T. was on the Utah set.
So I was thinking that we hit the road, and we just see what happens.
Two people went on a trip, one person returned.
Take two, A-Mark.
I think about Gabby all the time.
Scream Queen Skylar Samuel stars as Gabby, the 22-year-old blogger who went missing. Orange is the New Black star Evan She's Hall plays her fiancé and killer, Brian Laundrie.
Why would the world care about our trip?
Quite a few scenes in the movie that are directly taken from Gabby's videos when she was documenting on the trip, and so we have exact matches to being in the space, the words she said, the outfits that she wore.
The Gabby Petito story, which premieres Saturday on Lifetime, marks American Beauty star Thor Birch's directorial debut.
It's a road trip romance film that goes horribly wrong.
It also recreates some familiar moments, like this dramatic stop by Moab police.
Why wouldn't he let you in the car?
Because you're OCD?
Told me I needed to calm down.
What's your guys' names?
Gabby.
Brian Laundrie.
What's going on? How come you're crying?
Just over a year ago, Gabby's body was found in Wyoming. Laundrie killed himself after claiming responsibility.
I know for me, I hope that this film can serve as a cautionary tale for domestic violence.
You're just like showing off in the world.
And we hope that aspect of this movie will bring her family much needed peace. All right, moving on now to Kelly Ripa and the truth behind her relationship with Regis Philbin.
Some sort of weird forced friendship is a very strange thing.
Kelly tells all about her ups and downs with Regis.
I was vilified.
Then why Gwyneth is going gold in her birthday suit. Plus, La Brea star Natalie Z returns to the scene where she got her big Hollywood break and met her husband.
We had our first kiss here before we knew each other's last names.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Season 2 of NBC's sci-fi drama La Brea premieres tonight. Joining us now, series star Natalie Z.
We're here at this lot, and this lot, it means something to you, right? This is your first ever big job in Hollywood.
It was my break.
Was here at Passions. Tell me about that. What was that like?
Well, I was doing the math in the car, and I met my husband 23 years ago. We had our first kiss here before we knew each other's last names.
It was like maybe the most important audition of your life.
I actually think it was.
It is, right?
Well, yeah, I got another human being out of it.
Which is awesome. Reagan's turning 7, right? Correct?
Soon, yes.
How much does she know about what mom and dad do in the business?
She's very, very bored with the whole industry. She'll do like this when we start talking about
it. But what about your show? Do you share the prehistoric non-dinosaurs with her? She doesn't know anything about it.
No, too scary. But she also thinks singing in the rain is too scary, so I don't know what to tell you. Her idea of scary is a little warped. Now,
I'm all alone.
Now let's talk La Brea. How do you describe the show? For people who haven't seen it, just describe it.
There's love triangles, there's prehistoric animals, which I used to think were dinosaurs, but apparently they're not. And there's time travel this year.
What else could you possibly need from a show? It sounds like it has everything. Listen, Natalie, thank you for stopping by. Season 2 is gonna be wild. Coming up, we are with another TV game changer, Josh Duhamel.
You know, it was tough to come in and take a place of the guy who was here from the beginning.
Josh in, Emilio Estevez out. We hit the ice with the new star of the Mighty Ducks.
So I grew up with these movies.
Then Kelly Ripa revealing all.
You talk about Botox, you talk about plastic surgery procedures.
Coming clean about beauty extremes.
It was like endless, endless, endless.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ooh, a gold Gwyneth Paltrow serving us birthday suits. Gwyneth celebrated her 50th milestone with a 007 Goldfinger-inspired photo shoot. She said, quote, "I feel so good turning 50, and this is about expressing that sense of energy." Ooh, message received, Gwen. All right, well, someone else giving us that good, good energy, Miss Kelly Ripa. I sat down with the daytime host who's getting all kinds of personal in her new book, Live Wire, starting with her 26-year marriage to Mark Consuelos.
He's a great husband. Mm-hmm. He's a great father. He's a great guy. But he's a great friend.
Do you feel like that's been the key to your relationship, the friendship between the two?
We were 25 years old.
Yeah.
We eloped. It's one of those things that I, on paper, should not have worked out.
How about the very intimate story you tell of passing out during having sex with Mark?
It's more of a story about how hard intimacy can be for women, particularly after they've had a baby. That was hard for me. It was very, very difficult.
We all know Kelly's an open book, but she shares even more in her debut as an author, Live Wire, out today. It includes personal essays about her childhood, motherhood, and career.
Behind the scenes, how would you describe how your relationship was like with Regis?
I have and still have enormous respect, admiration, and reverence for Regis. But to expect two people from such different generations to have some sort of weird forced friendship is a very strange thing to put on one person. In this weird gonzo tabloidy world that we live in, somehow I was vilified. And so that's why I address it in the book.
You talk about Botox, you talk about plastic surgery procedures, mm-hmm. and the tabloids just really having their fun with you whenever you were first coming onto the scene here at Live.
I was 30 years old and they were talking about why I looked youthful. I was kind of insulted and mad, and then you get riveted.
Yeah.
You know,
Particularly the boob jobs that are constantly...
Right, oh, what went wrong? Like, that was a headline.
What went wrong? I was like, did I miss my appointment for them? Is that what went wrong? But it was like endless, endless, endless.
That one really is a live wire, and the book is an absolute treat. Congrats, Kel. All right, well, turning to Kelly's former All My Children co-star, Josh Duhamel. E.T. was exclusively on set of The Mighty Ducks' Game Changers. Season 2 will be without OG Emilio Estevez. But Josh told our Lauren Zima he is proud to continue his duck legacy.
I'm sorry, who are you?
We're the Mighty Ducks.
We will stand united.
You know, Emilio started this thing.
And what matters is that we're here.
You know, it was tough to come in and take a place, the guy who was here from the beginning. But they did an amazing job, so it felt like a natural sort of spot for me to fill in.
I was reading a little, you know, a little bit about your character. He is inspirational.
Yeah!
Hardcore and charming.
I don't know about the last one. He's a little culty. Cult leader-y.
He's a serious athlete.
Play hockey! He's got these kids brainwashed into, you know, thinking school is just a distraction for hockey. That's his opinion.
And Josh isn't just a mighty addition to the Ducks cast. He's also one of the directors.
Tell me when we're ready to start shooting.
Season 2 streams tomorrow on Disney Plus, and only E.T. was behind the scenes to see Josh in action with co-star Lauren Graham inside the rink where the real Anaheim Ducks play.
He's amazing. I couldn't be having more fun.
The kids told me that they gave you the titles Mom and Dad. So
Josh and Lauren are just such a great group of people to work with. They're just great on-set parents for us.
Yeah. What is it like to mentor them, you know, as they come up in this industry that you two are so familiar with?
It doesn't feel good when the kids know you got a kissing scene coming up, and they're all like, ew, like we used to do with our parents. When we talked about our parents kissing, I was like, it's not you. When did I become you?
I'm sorry, is that trash talk?
I think so.
As for Josh's real-life 9-year-old son, Axel, he has to think this is pretty cool.
He has seen the movies, and he watched the whole first season with me, so he's excited.
Oh, look at that. Papa making his little guy proud. All right, coming up, we're with Walking Dead's Norman Reedus for his big Hollywood honor.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Tomorrow on ET, our Leanne Rimes and Eddie Cibrian exclusive talking all about their wild new collab.
I told her, I said, take your clothes off.
I do that a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, before we go, congratulations to The Walking Dead's Norman Reedus.
Yes, today he received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
We love Norman, but last time he was here, we had an issue. We did. Take care, everybody.
Having Diana Mingus here is the biggest to me. I didn't really think it was real until right now.
Next up for Norman, a spinoff for his character, Daryl. The final 8 episodes of The Walking Dead start airing Sunday on AMC.
I've stolen so much stuff from set. I have like 10 crossbows.
Okay.
Yeah. Which they're in New York, which I think is a felony, to be honest with you.
In
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.